This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We've got a special guest today, Thomas Rock Lindsay. He's the owner and CEO of Humanly HR, and then the founder and the host of a really cool podcast called Small Biz Brainiac. Thomas, welcome to the program today.
Hey, Derek. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Are you alarmed? Are you surprised at the number of small businesses that have not leaned in to this support yet? What are you finding as a trend, either with businesses once they realize this, or businesses that just simply don't know what their options are still?
That's a good question. I am surprised, actually.
Right.
Having been in the business for as long as I've been in it, how many small businesses are unaware of the service that's available through a PEO?
Hmm.
And how many of them, people, I think it's in people's nature mostly to just kind of learn the hard way, right?
Right.
And and again, there's so much to know, and there's things you wouldn't even think that you need to know, because, who could imagine that business in America is so complicated? and so it's just not in the forefront of your mind, and then you don't realize it until there's an issue, right? You don't realize until it's time. Maybe somebody files a wage and hour claim or a discrimination claim, or your insurance agent says, hey, your premium's going to go up, 30% this year because you've had poor losses in years past. And you're like, what? And I guess part of that, too, is just, there's new blood all the time. It's not like everybody's been in business for 20 years, right?
You've got
people that are just coming online now that have been in business 3 years or 4 years and haven't learned those lessons yet.
Well, there's so much to know and learn. I mean, we're in the marketing sector. I mean, when you start putting all these things together, and then the marketing, and then the sales side, and then the making the product, and the quality control, and the customer relationships, there's a lot to know, more than just making your product. So that's why we do shows like this, is to put a spotlight on the resources. Give me a profile of somebody. So, like you said, there's new companies all the time. But when I'm looking at my own company, when those listeners are looking at their companies, when should they start looking for a resource like this? I mean, a lot are going to say, well, we're too small, or we'll do that someday. But what's a profile of somebody that should start considering?
You should start considering it from day one. You want to outsource right away. At least you need a payroll service provider to help you with the payroll aspect of it. And that's very affordable, very economical. That's a good start.
That's great. So tell me, you wrote something recently about the 10 small business pitfalls to avoid. Can we go over a few of those?
Oh, sure.
Excellent. I remember you started with the one was screwing up on payroll taxes.
Yes. That happens. You'd be surprised at how often that happens. And again, it's because it's so complicated. You first have to determine what kind of depositor you are when it comes to paying your payroll taxes, whether you're a monthly depositor or a semi-weekly depositor. You could be quarterly, and you could also be annual, but that doesn't happen very, very often. It's not terribly intuitive. And the instructions that the IRS provides, they're pretty clear, but you might go into, let's say you're just starting up, you've got a couple of employees, you qualify as a monthly depositor, you read up on the rules, right? You see, okay, yeah, I am a monthly depositor, but what a couple of months goes by, 4, 5, 6 months goes by, you hire 3 more employees, now all of a sudden you're a semi-weekly depositor, but you didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't bother to go back and look and see. Now you're paying your federal 941 taxes, your payroll taxes, late. You can be penalized up to 15% of the tax plus interest. Plus, if you didn't file your form on time, there's separate penalties for that.
Right.
And if you didn't file it electronically, there's a penalty for that. It's a snowball. And I've heard hundreds of stories from small businesses who have gone through exactly that, where the person that the business owner hired to take care of those things was competent at a certain level, but as the company grew, it surpassed their level of competence.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody said anything.
Yeah, I've personally been through that several years ago with another company, so I've I can relate to that one specifically.
Yeah.
And we had somebody handling it for us. So when we started getting letters, we said, this can't be possible. But it was.
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.